Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey y'all, welcome back to Say Grace Podcast. On today's shorty episode, we are going to talk about what exactly is PFN weight loss program. Okay, because I know so many of you listen to the podcast, but you may not be fully aware of what all we offer outside of this good nutrition and weight loss information that you get every week. So PFN weight loss is my signature weight loss program. It is not open for enrollment all the time. It's only open for enrollment a few times a year when we begin a challenge. And we have got open enrollment right now. So I figured what better time than now to talk about the program and what all it entails. Because I know that so many people have been burned in the past with signing up for a weight loss program thinking it was going to be the holy grail, right? And then just to get into it, to see things that like you could find by Googling, or feeling disconnected to your coach, or it turns out to be extremely hard, extremely overwhelming, extremely stressful, you know. And so I know it can feel a little scary to jump into another program without fully knowing what to expect. So that is what today is about. We are going to talk about what to expect if you joined us in PFN weight loss. So as I mentioned, we only open enrollment when we offer a challenge. So otherwise, the doors are closed for our members only. So we are getting ready to start a four-week weight loss challenge. And in those 4 weeks, everyone in the program is putting both feet in and we are working hard to lose weight in these 4 weeks, okay? So we open the doors up to new members to join us on that, but many of our current members will be jumping in again, you know, losing that last 5 pounds or losing their next 10 pounds. Or, you know, some of our ladies stay with us during pregnancy and then they're like, okay, now I'm going to start trying to lose weight again. I'm going to jump in on this challenge since I've had this baby. You know, it's all across the board, different people, different reasons, but we kind of gather everybody up for a challenge and we say, okay, we're all doing this. We all press go on Monday. And from there, we walk through all of the material and all of the guidance that we have already laid out for you in the app. So that's one thing that you get with our program is you get our exclusive app. And this is where we house all of the information, all of the content you need. Y'all, we have got so much information on this app that you can utilize if you see fit. But one part of the app is a course, it's courses. So we have courses laid out that tell you, okay, this is what you need to do first. This is what you need to do second. This is what you need to do third, so that you don't get overwhelmed in all the content. Okay, that when we did the update back in October, that was one of the big things that I made sure to kind of revamp, is making sure that everyone understood, all right, I go here, then I go here, then I go here. Because yeah, we have a ton of information. We have, oh my gosh, we have courses on meal planning. We have courses on grocery shopping. We have courses on the mindset and how it affects your weight loss. We have courses on how macros affect your body and how weight loss actually works. And I mean, we have courses on anything you can think of, right? But if you don't have a direction, it feels very overwhelming. So this is one thing that we have really mastered, is kind of navigating and guiding you where we know that you need to go next. And then, as I've talked many times in this on this podcast about layers, you know, so you build that base layer of the cake first, put the icing on it, then you can build that second layer by moving on to the next course training, et cetera, et cetera. So But when you first sign up with us, you will start your courses, and in the courses, it will tell you, hey, your first step needs to be, or one of your first steps needs to be, getting into your account and filling out your account information. Okay, we like to know things about you. We want to know your height, your weight, your daily activity, any medications, any previous weight loss successes or failures. We need to know these things about you because we turn out personalized calories and macros. Okay, so we don't just give you a cookie cutter calorie count or cookie cutter macro count. We personalize it to you based on the things that you give us in your assessment. So I have a dietitian on staff with me, another dietitian, there are two of us, and her name is Stacy, and she looks at every single one of our assessments, and then she reaches out to you with a personal email explaining why you got the calories and macros that you did. And then of course you can stay in contact with she or I as you begin to implement those. So again, it is very personalized. We want to walk with you on this journey. It is not just like a standard, you know, this is how many you need to have and your friend needs to have too. You know, it's all different for all different people. And we really believe in making sure that we keep you on a personalized and individualized nutrition because no one starts at the same place and no one looks the same and no one, you know, is the same body shape and no one has the same daily lifestyle. And so you know that. We talk about that here and so we back it up in our work, okay? And so from there, you will get on our roadmap. It is a map designed to make sure you progress in your weight loss. Again, as I mentioned earlier, making sure that you are taking the next steps when you need to take them, making sure you're not jumping the gun, you know, and making sure that you're fully understanding where you are currently, but also making sure that you are continuing to progress, continuing to look forward to the next thing, continuing to stay motivated so that you don't fizzle out. I know so many women have started a weight loss program, been real gung-ho for a couple weeks, really motivated, all in, and then it just kind of fizzles because you get bored or you get overwhelmed or you just kind of stop. I mean, it's human nature, right? We start something new and it's so exciting and so fun, but eventually it becomes, you know, more normal to us. And so we want it to be a slow progression instead of like a super exciting jump and then you fizzle out and forget about us altogether and forget about your weight loss goals, right? And so we have a roadmap that helps ensure that you are progressing day in, day out, week in, week out, and looking forward to that next step. And again, it also prevents that information overload and burnout because of it. So again, we have over 75 of the trainings, like I've already mentioned. And with those trainings, we also have materials that assist. Okay. So yeah, we don't just throw information at you. We give you worksheets to do alongside certain call to action trainings. Okay. So like we do a lot of goal setting in our program. And so then we have an outline of how to actually set goals and action steps that are going to last, that are not something you're just going to write down on paper and then forget about, right? We've got a process for you to walk through so that you truly set real goals and actions that can be achieved, number one. And number two, you know exactly how you're going to walk it out by the time you get done with that worksheet. Okay, so we have tons of worksheets. We call them do the work sheets in our program. We have tons of those when you get to certain sections in these trainings. Also, we have something we call refrigerator sheets. Okay, these are things that literally, if you printed them out, you could just pin them up on your refrigerator and they would help you with whatever, you know, the topic was. So we have a refrigerator sheets on protein foods. We have a refrigerator sheets on understanding what macros fall under what food item. We have refrigerator sheets on quick snack items. We have refrigerator sheets on how to flip your thinking. Okay, so we have refrigerator sheets for anything and everything you can think of. And if you can think of something we don't have, baby, you better bet it's going to be on that app the next week. Okay. So we love those because I think it's just real practical, grabbable information when you don't have time to go down a rabbit hole of, you know, a training right then, but you do want, you know, hey, what counts as water, Constance? Is there a sheet out there on that? Yep, there is, you know. And so also along with things that are available on our app. We have over 100. I need to count them. I haven't counted them lately. We release a new one every 3 weeks till the end of time, and our ladies look forward to that so much. But we have over 100 exclusive weight loss recipes, okay? And these are recipes. If you follow me on social, you see that we share a lot, and our ladies share and tag us a lot because they are really good recipes. I pride myself on the recipes. If I'm being completely honest, creating these recipes are one of my favorite parts of this entire job. Because it is just so fun to me to take these flavors, to take these dishes that maybe you think you can't have if you're trying to lose weight, right? And then flip them and make them to where they are lower calorie, lighter, but still delicious, right? That's the goal. We're not taking cottage cheese and calling it ice cream. We're not taking chickpeas and calling it cookie dough, okay? It's not that level. It is tweaking these things just enough to keep some of that same natural, you know, flavor that you would expect in a good, you know, homemade full fat meal, but just a few little tweaks to make it fit a little bit easier in our weight loss plan. We have recipes like macaroni and cheese, chicken spaghetti, poppy seed chicken, cookies and cream bars, corn dip. Like, we just have all kinds of recipes. And I'm constantly, again, asking our ladies, like, hey, it's time for recipe remake. What ideas do you have? One of our newest recipes are sausage balls. And one of our ladies asked me to do that. She's like, please, we eat sausage balls so much over here. Can you please make it lighter? And I did. And they're delicious. And so, yeah, the recipes are a huge, huge part of the program because they help support the act of losing weight, eating all foods, right? Including your, you know, home cooking, childhood favorites, right? And speaking of childhood favorites, kids get behind these recipes too. My children love these recipes, and so do a lot of my clients' children. Because again, they don't know that we've made it a little bit lighter, right? They just know that they're getting macaroni and cheese at dinner. And mama's not, you know, on a healthy kick trying to, you know, make them eat who knows what otherwise, right? Okay, but so also on the app, you get a member-only podcast. So we've got a podcast here, but on the app, it's more shorter blips, but encouragement focused. So it's when you've had a bad day or when you just need, you know, to hear someone tell you are worth it. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing, only available to our members on the app. And then for the actual challenge, we have got daily accountability. Okay. So we really focus in throughout the weeks of the challenges where we weigh in every Friday. We ask our ladies to report out on their app where it's private. No one else can see their weigh-in. And if they want to report out in the community, they do. We run a thread every Friday that's weigh-in Friday and tell us how you did, you know, and some do, some don't, and that's fine. On Sundays, we have Sunday assess and reset. And so what this is looking back at the goal and the action steps you set for the week and kind of saying, okay, did I overshoot my shot? You know, do I need to rein it in? And also, like, let me look ahead at my calendar this week. Like, am I really going to be able to work out four times like I said I wanted to? Because I've got, you know, meetings after work and, you know, after school activities, whatever. And so really, like, encouraging you to take control of your schedule and then create your actions and your goals based on that. Because if you do not, like, actually grasp that you have to take control and say, hey, I know I want to lose weight. I know I want to exercise four times this week, but I have to be realistic in looking at my calendar and the demands of me. Am I really going to be able to do that and kind of laying it out for yourself in that way and maybe taking it back to only 2 days a week? Or we've had a lot of ladies who just kind of have crazy weeks, you know, every now and then, and they're like, you know what? My only goal this week is to drink water. And so that's what they do. They try to reach their water goal and that's it for the whole entire week. But guess what? Then they feel like, oh my gosh, I set a goal to drink my water this week. I met that goal. And now this coming week is not as crazy. So I'm going to get back to it and reset my goals and my action steps and get back on this, you know, weight loss track and exercise and whatever their other goals or action steps might be. We also have Tracking Tuesday. So on Tuesdays, we encourage tracking your intake daily, but especially during these challenges. But on Tuesdays specifically, we encourage you to make sure you track and then report it out. Stacy and I offer feedback on your meals, and also it's really fun for our other ladies. They get to look at each other's, you know, what they ate, and they're like, oh, that sounds good for lunch. Maybe I'll try that or whatever. And then on Thursdays, we have Meal Plan Thursday. And so every Thursday, our ladies meal plan for the next week. We all do it, okay? Sometimes it trickles into Friday, and that's fine. But the point is a lot of us wait till Sunday to meal plan, and Sunday is a day of rest, okay? Right? That's what it's supposed to be. But also for a lot of us, Sunday is moving into the week, getting everybody settled and prepared to get to school, you know, thinking about your schedule and getting the house clean and getting all, you know, who knows, getting to the grocery store, all that. And so sometimes Sunday can feel really overwhelming to plan a meal. Like, I know this myself. Like, I get stressed out trying to plan meals on Sunday for literally tomorrow, Monday, right? And so we changed it to Thursdays so that you have ample time to think about it. But it's still close enough to the next week that you kind of know what's going on, so you can plan, you know, drive through when, you know, Johnny has baseball practice or whatever it might be that you need to plan for that next week. You know, and so we do it on Thursdays, and everybody reports out their meal plans, and that is, again, super fun. Everybody gets great ideas from that. So, and then the last thing that I want to talk about here is our community. So people come to Perfect Fit Nutrition for the weight loss, right? They slay it. I mean, you know, if you are halfway serious about this, you are going to lose weight, and you're going to enjoy it while you do it. And that's something that I can stand firm on. But they come and they lose, and then they stay, even though they've lost the weight. And they stay because of the community. We have, I cannot say created, I guess we have embodied a community that it can't be beat. It's top notch, okay? We have our ladies, they love on each other like I have never seen. We have no... And, you know, I used to worry about this. This is funny because I used to worry, like, oh, my gosh, are we going to get a bully? Are we going to have to, you know, delete people's comments or delete, you know, because you just never know on the internet, like, how people are going to act, especially women. I mean, I hate to say that, but especially women. And so I used to wonder, like, or be worried, just, like, low-key anxious every time we accepted a new wave of women into the community. Like, will this change the dynamic? Will this change the vibe? And like, now I just, that is not even on my radar, y'all. The way that these women love, and the way that even our brand new ladies come in, and it's like, oh my gosh, I want to be kind to these people. I want to, you know, I want to be like them. Even if they did have a mean spirit, I don't know it. You know what I mean? Because no one has ever come in grumpy, you know, even though they may have come in frustrated with their weight and, you know, frustrated with just the struggle. And so it is so amazing to just see how these women interact with each other as they are on their own personal journeys to lose weight, to lose weight and to feel better physically, right? But also it's a mental journey as well, okay? And they are so encouraging. They are so uplifting. They are constantly reminding each other of the positives, of their progress, of, you know, good mantras to use. And then they also share, you know, they share recipes, they share, you know, devotionals, they share, you know, ideas that they found on who knows where, they share funnies, they laugh a lot about, you know, just the silliness of weight loss and sometimes just of being a woman in general, right? And they share vulnerable things too. You know, we recently had a lady ask anonymously about, you know, anxiety medication and weight loss, and like, people were very forthcoming with, you know, how medication had affected their weight loss. They were very encouraging. We talk, you know, we gather around our women when they need us, however they need us. And so, not to mention, it's just always flooded with great ideas and great recipes and lots of good food fun in there. And so again, in outside of the challenges, in between the challenges, once the challenge is over, you can make a choice. You can stay with us or you can leave. We offer cancellation anytime. I will not be one of those that's going to lock you into anything. I won't be able to sleep at night. But so at the end of the challenge, you can stay or leave, but I will say majority of our ladies choose to stay as long as they can financially, you know, handle the payment. It's just a monthly payment after that. But because in between the challenges, you get access to whatever we're doing. We're doing different pushes in between the challenges, and they're all different. So we will do like a water drinking push where we're just all focused on getting our water in for the week. Or we will do a self-love push. Our ladies love that. Where we send out a checklist and we're like, okay, here's, you know, 12 things to mark off. Doesn't matter what day you mark them off, but you got to mark them all off by this day. Okay. Or we will do, you know, a tracking push where we are all tracking together. So it's just all across the gamut based on one of our foundations, you know, which is not just nutrition and weight loss, but it is also mindset, self-love, grace. And so we do those in between the challenges, and then before you know it, we're back for another challenge. And sometimes we open them up again to the public, and sometimes we don't. This one is available to the public. And so, yeah, that is it. I know that was a long-winded version, but I just feel like I have done this so many times over direct messenger. I thought, let me just go ahead and make a podcast about this. Now, we also have a new program that we are just now releasing. It's called PFN Plus. And so with PFN Plus, you will get anything that I just mentioned here. Plus, you get meal plan, mix and match items. So monthly, we put out different meal plans for our ladies to just kind of choose from to help them maybe feel a little more comfortable in planning their meals to start, because it can feel overwhelming, especially for someone who has come from a lot of yo-yo dieting, a lot of different programs, you know, giving a lot of different advice. It can feel really overwhelming even to just plan a meal or plan your meals for the day. And so we offer mix and match options. You know, it's like several breakfasts, several lunches, several dinners, several snacks, and you just kind of grab them and have them knowing that they're within a range of calories so that you're not stressing so much about having to choose your own portion sizes or choose your own food items. We also, with that program, offer 2 group Zoom calls a month. So we just get on, there's different topics each Zoom call, and we kind of check in with our ladies and just, you know, work through anything that might need to be addressed. And then we have personalized check-ins each week from Stacy or myself. And so this one is just really good to kind of help if someone needs that extra level of accountability, like someone on them saying, hey, it's Monday, you know, have you done your goal assessments? Have you done, you know, have you done everything that you need to do this week? You know, that is a really great one for those ladies that need that. And we also, you know, just love getting to know our ladies on that level as well. And then of course, with that program, it also just comes with that unlimited access to Stacy and I for your needs as they come along. So if that's something you're interested in, that is also available at checkout. You will see it when you go check out for the PFN Weight Loss Challenge. So the challenge sign up ends Friday. Make sure to get in now. You can go to perfectfitnutrition.com and you will see sign up is open, and there is where you sign up. Let us know if you have any questions, and as always, thank y'all for joining us for Say Grace. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the foods you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!